The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady. Bill Brady.
All right. Hour number two. Yes, I am back. Hello, Iowa. Hello, Raven. Hello, Potts, Paladin, and guests 6268 and 555. And hello, people at Google Plus. Hello in the hangout there. Anyway, yes, back. Everything working. Hopefully, good to go. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Second Call Defense, join me. Join me. I don't go out alone. I went out today and I wasn't alone. I wasn't alone at all. Let's stop that. Anyway, before we went into break, I was talking about background checks and gun control and the conversations and everything. And let me give you a theoretical conversation if I can with, the Brady campaign. Now, remember I said Brady started out as what was the name of their little group? The National Council to Control Handguns, which later became Handgun Control, Inc. Pete Shields of the group. And we had just talked about how Brady, like everybody, like all of the minor birds out there, had gotten out there and sent me some stuff saying there's 40% of guns that are out there today, this past year, for example, were acquired without a background check, 2015, 40% of them. So the FBI stated that 23,141,970 background checks were done for guns in 2015. So starting with that as the baseline number at 60%, this means that in 2015 that roughly 15 million guns were transferred without a background check, which, yeah, the gun industry would be really happy. Now, like I said, though, earlier, since that didn't really happen, since these people would not have access to manufacturers to obtain their guns, that 15 million is a very astronomical number to me. So the Brady Bunch would probably send me this study they did to get to this 40% number. It was done in 1996, and that was refuted by the people that did it. They said, well, this can't possibly, they told everybody out there, this can't possibly be correct because of where we were in the small sample size. But they run with it. They might also send me some stuff being done by Dr. Deborah Azrael, who is at the School of Public Health at Harvard University. Maybe we could get in touch with them and have a little free-flowing discussion about gun rights and background checks and her studies. Now, it is fair to say that Dr. Azrael says that she is not against gun ownership but wanted greater protection from guns being acquired by irresponsible people, and she was gravely concerned about the amount of deaths by guns in America, particularly suicides, which is that, what are you going to do about that? What magical thing are we going to do where people stop shooting themselves because they're despondent, which it's not about the tool, idiots. And what are we going to do about the criminals? You don't have to do this, son. Put that gun down and go get you a job at the drive-thru. No, don't worry about not having any family structure or anything else. Listen to the liberals. Go do what they tell you. Dr. Azrael stated her study showed only 67% of the guns were sold. Of those, she said 70% went through background checks. The remainder, she stated, were acquired through gift, inheritance, or trade. So if you reconfigure the math to meet her study, it stated, you know, that still means over 9.9 million guns were sold without background checks. She would question the math and probably say her study could not be used to project out to the entire population. The problem is that when somebody puts a set of statistics like this together, the anti-gun lobby grabs them and uses them. So if they're going to throw them at me, why can't I go ahead and extrapolate from those numbers that she just provided? So we went, you know, let's focus on 2 points. She said she was not anti-gun, which would be the first question I asked. And I would ask also whether she realized she's being used as a tool for the anti-gun lobby. So well worth pointing out is, you know, the entire effort was a lazy attempt to deal with gun violence. Getting out there and running some numbers and throwing some stuff back and saying this is this and that is that and standing on it and then saying but it's not fair to go out there and use it as a national model is still lazy. The reason there's tax audits is because the IRS is lazy. Going after non-filers and real tax cheats would be very hard work. They have to hunt them down. Criminals, you know. This is why nobody criticizes Muslims, because when you criticize Christians, they're not going to saw your head off. And in this same regard, the anti-gun lobby is lazy. Putting further restrictions on a law-abiding citizen is how they acquire guns, in how they acquire guns, rather. What guns they own and the ammunition they acquire is lazy. I've got enough ammunition to go out and do a lot of really bad things. And yet I'm not going to. Do you know why? Because I'm a good person. Because I'm a law-abiding person. Because I have a value setting, a set of morals. I do. And, you know, coming after me is never going to stop any crime. There may be a few deaths and maybe change the mind of someone who wants to commit suicide. But, you know, somebody wanted to commit suicide, if they don't have a gun, they look at a noose, they look at some pills, they look at a bridge or a tall building. But it's going to strike very little, very little at the criminal element, which is where you got to go. If you're, you know, Sam Kinison said, and I quote, if there's no food where you're at, you got to go where the food is. And you got to go to where the criminal element is. A perfect example here is the proposal to criminalize the gun owner for the non-reporting of a stolen gun instead of punishing the thief. What about the thief? Another thing to ask Dr. Azrael is about the lack of changes being asserted in the number of background checks. If she was producing similar numbers of guns going through the background checks in 2016 as in 1996, then hasn't the anti-gun lobby so far been ineffective? Hasn't all of the organizations and all of the money spent to enhance background checks and no change has resulted from this? Isn't that just flailing in the wind? I would then at that point suggest maybe you should quit wasting people's money. More likely, I think they're just using scare tactics to whip up more fundraising from the unknowing. And as stated before, Obama has used this as an attempt to force laws down the throats of the American people. He has said, in effect, if you don't like what I did, then sue me. You have to have the standing to sue me and the money. I have your money, and I will spend it how I want to defend my lawless action. You want to see change, it's going to occur January 20th. Whatever form that change is going to take is going to be based upon who gets elected. You want to get involved in that? Get involved in that. By all means, vote for whoever you think the best one is, and let's go. Does it matter that much to me? I already have my conclusions drawn. We'll be right back. ¶¶
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring?
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
You've woke up to the deception. You understand how big government and corporations are controlling you.
Guess what? The trail goes even deeper.
When you want to learn the full truth, visit toolsforfreedom.com. We take you further into uncovering the conspiracy
than you've ever been before.
Click toolsforfreedom.com. Use coupon code radio to get a free DVD today. Or call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802.
toolsforfreedom.com.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days? That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move and you need to get government-issued legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or go online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government-issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
All right. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you in part by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Check them out, secondcalldefense.org. I don't walk alone. No need for you to do it either. Check them out. In Virginia, which is as far north as I will go, Governor Terry McAuliffe has signed orders allowing more than 200,000 people with felony convictions to cast a ballot. The headline is a voting rights victory in Virginia. He will restore voting rights to more than 200,000 people with felony convictions this past Friday, all but erasing a Jim Crow-era measure in the state constitution aimed at suppressing black electoral power. I'm sure that makes a big difference now. The New York Times has more details on their move. Mr. McAuliffe, who took office in 2014 and campaigned to restore voting rights to felons, said that he viewed disenfranchisement as a remnant of the poll tax, and that he'd been trying to figure out what more he could possibly do. He's been working with his legal team for months to live up to his campaign promise. His action Friday will not apply to felons released in the future. Why wouldn't it? The governor's aides say Mr. McAuliffe intends to issue similar orders on a monthly basis to cover more people as they are released. So he has to do it on a, he's having to give clemency, basically, or something. McAuliffe said, people have served their time and done their probation. I want you back in society. I want you feeling good about yourself. I want you voting, getting a job, and paying taxes. I'm not giving people their gun rights back and other things like that. I'm merely allowing you to feel good about yourself again, to feel like you are a member of society. How magnanimous of this liberal pile of waste. Virginia's state constitution bars people with felony convictions from casting a ballot unless his civil rights have been restored by the governor or other appropriate authority. Although various forms of felon disenfranchisement have existed throughout American history, Virginia's restriction was added in 1906 as a part of a broader effort by state lawmakers to enshrine white supremacy and weaken black voting strength. McAuliffe's Republican predecessor, Bob McDonnell, also took steps to curtail one of the strictest felony disenfranchisement regimes in the country, signing an order in 2013 to restore the vote to 10,000 nonviolent ex-felons. Across the Potomac to the north, the Maryland General Assembly also overrode Governor Larry Hogan's veto to restore voting rights to about 44,000 Marylanders with felony convictions in February. Let me read to you again what Governor McAuliffe said to the ones he just restored voting rights to in Virginia. I want you back in society. I want you feeling good about yourself. I want you voting, getting a job, and paying taxes. I am not giving people their gun rights back and other things like that. I'm merely allowing you to feel good about yourself again, to feel like you are a member of society. What a guy. Now, if this doesn't make you mad, because this is the way they think about their other people too. I have heard it said here in South Carolina, coming from the General Assembly, about people who've never committed a crime, about how they allow us to do this and how they allow us to do that, which is it's a very dangerous form of grammar to attempt that one. And nobody here, because my state General Assembly, because they will not, they're not engaged with their constituency, and they will defend what they say, even if they will spew a bunch of nonsense at you, a bunch of garbled nonsense. They'll tell you, oh, you know, the court system has decided we can do this and this. The court system was never supposed to be involved in that. Do you get that? How come I know this? And I haven't taken an oath to be a lawmaker. How come? Somebody tell me. Help me with this. Somebody, anybody. We're allowing you to feel good about yourself. I want to know what the Virginian felons said when it got to them that they were being allowed to vote. I'm just doing this to make you feel good about yourself, so vote for me. Vote for my policies. Vote for my party. I wonder if that made that to them. Some things rob me of my vernacular. Some things get out. Some things that are just so obvious. Where I'm allowing you. I'm Terry McAuliffe, governor, carpetbagging governor, who never lived here before I decided to be governor. Who's not from here, but I wanted to be governor here because I had a chance to be a governor. Being a governor is cool. And you fools here in Virginia voted for me against, Ken Cuccinelli, who... There's one thing I would have to say about Republicans. They sure don't know how to run a campaign. But they voted him in, and he's been in. And so far, he's had a couple of fires he's had to put out and everything else. And, the anti-gunners aren't happy with him altogether because... His attorney general had snatched reciprocity away from 25 states, and they were like, awesome. Sort of like my General Assembly snatch, In my state, if I go west, if I go to Georgia or Alabama or Mississippi, going west, those first three states, they're out of bounds for me. I can't carry a gun in those states. Now, I can go down the road. I can go to some place that does the Utah concealed weapons permit. Now, mind you, I'm not getting trained one iota more. I'm not getting more proficient. I'm not getting anything. I'm just getting another piece of paper saying that I'm a Utah non-resident, which I already know that. But I'm going to get a permit from Utah, and then everything is good to go. Everything is good to go then. I can carry wherever the states that aren't covered by South Carolina, I can then carry with my Utah non-resident permit. Before long, I'm carrying a deck of cards around with me. What's this? We're in New Jersey. Okay, here's the get out of jail free card for this one. I got to carry the big card. Or New York or any of these other places where the liberty just doesn't, the Bill of Rights means nothing. This is when you get into those states, they're out there, 10th Amendment, 10th Amendment. Which means we can plow the rest of your other civil rights under if we have to, just so we can be in charge. You want to pull an amendment? Let's pull a 10th. And then they can't say anything about it. And they already don't think we have any rights, so it wouldn't be no big deal. We'll be right back.
Thousand square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved
loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first ever U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book, plus get a free walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
All right. Continuing on. And coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Check them out at secondcalldefense.org. When you think of dangerous countries, I'm sure El Salvador, some people might find that surprising, some not. But this here's what you have. You have a country that has less than half the population of Los Angeles. They have 6.3 million compared to 13.1 million in the L.A. metro area. And they manage to see as many murders per day as we do. I'm being asked in the chat room, what do I think about Spirit Gold Dot? I think that's pretty good, don't you? That's pretty good. That's pretty good self-defense round in 45. I think it is. I do. Ammunition Depot recommends it. I know that much. With 22 murders a day, they are arguably the most dangerous country in the world not currently racked by a war. El Salvador is no stranger to violence. They've been racked by a civil war for over 12 years between a military government and communist guerrillas. But this wave of violence tops what the country saw from 79 to 92. A March report by the LA Times noted that a MS-13 and a major rival, Barrio 18, also known as the 18th Street Gang, had resumed fighting in 2014 after a truce collapsed. Two gangs have also been dealing with massive internal fighting amongst themselves. And The country has become almost desperate to try to control violence. Sort of like Russia, except Russia went out and said, okay, comrades, we're going to let you carry guns. In March, Reuters reported that the country's president was considering new restrictions on personal freedoms, including freedom of assembly and the right to travel in order to address the country's spiraling crime problem. Earlier this week, Voice of America reported that the government was putting together a special unit, the Fuerza Especial de Reacción El Salvador, consisting of at least 1,000 personnel, including commandos from the army and elite officers of the Policía Nacional Civil. The unit is heavily armed, reportedly using armored vehicles, assault rifles, and helicopters to go after 100 of the country's worst criminals and to try to neutralize criminal gangs like the MS-13, who have at least 20,000 members in the Central American country. There's been no mention in coverage of El Salvador's crime wave about gun control, probably because the laws there in some aspects are a gun grabber's dream. In 1999, El Salvador passed tough gun control legislation. Among provisions of the law were the requirement to get a license that has to be renewed every 3 years. Private citizens can only buy one gun every 2 years. Firearms are registered, and there is no constitutional protection of the right to keep and bear arms. The legislation has not had the effects that those who support strict gun laws in the United States, they wouldn't like to advertise that very much. golly. Gun control in El Salvador. Who'd have thunk it? That it's bad. They've got as many murders in a country half the size of L.A. per day as we do. In a country the size of 320 million people. So, doing it, let's do a little math. So that would be, wow. if they were the same size as our country, and I'm just doing some loose math here, I'm putting the murdered at about 1,000 a day, which would be 365,000 murders per year in El Salvador. Proportionally speaking. And that's the way we need to do this. Do you understand this? We have 320 million people in the United States. When they get out there and say, well, El Salvador only has 22 gun killings per day. Let's look at that in proportion, shall we? But they got 6.3 million citizens, which is 52 times fewer than we have. Actually, 54 times fewer. 54 times fewer than we have. And if they had the same amount of citizens in the same proportion, they'd have 365,000 murders every year with guns. Isn't that hunky-dory? With the same gun controls and laws in place. That's, you know, that's the way to do it. They're all the time coming out with numbers that they pull right out of the air. 40%. 40%. It's actually about three. 3 or 4 point something. It just makes me wonder. Anyway. Then while I was away, of course, there was Senator Kirsten Gillibrand. I think her first name is Kirsten. Is it Kirsten? Whatever her name is. Her last name is Gillibrand. She's a Democrat from New York. She's a senator. And she has painted targets on guns. And she's told Politico's Glenn Thrush that gun control is, in fact, a women's issue and should be rebranded as such. She says this debate is relegated to the men. Is it about hunting? It has nothing to do with hunting. Nothing in this debate has to do with hunting, and nothing in this debate has to do with the Second Amendment rights. Nothing. I think I see the world in the lens of women's issues, and I'm making everything a woman's issue. I want guns to be a woman's issue. Okay, go ahead and apply that same thing to it about circumcision of young men as they're born. I know that's a hot topic with some people. I think that should be a woman's issue. Some things just don't apply to you, do they? No. And this is one of them because this has nothing to do with you and it has nothing to do with women's movement. Senator's understanding of the gun industry or lack thereof is disheartening for the women of the country, not for me. Every issue, including gun control, is a women's issue. If a legislative decision impacts society as a whole, how can someone claim this is only a women's only issue? Now, I'm not a woman, but I am a gun owner. And I'm insulted that The senators think so little of me. I know that women are smart. I know that women are fearless. I know that they can make their own decisions without having to throw the fact out that they're a woman in somebody's face. But does saying you're a woman give you more merit for an argument? It does not. No. Does it mean that your opinion is worth more than mine? No. Aside from the gender argument, gun control is about the Second Amendment. That's what it's about. Sorry. You know, the gender part of it, you can put it in there if you want to. It's a non sequitur. Our forefathers gave us the right to bear arms. Being a gun owner in America is one of the greatest privileges enumerated and codified by the Constitution. It doesn't matter why I want to own a gun. It doesn't matter whether I want to hunt or go to the range. My ability to own a gun was granted by God and codified by the Constitution, not by the government. The problem with Gillibrand's statements as a whole is the notion the media has perpetuated about women and guns. Women believe guns are used solely for hunting. Do some women believe that? Not the ones I know, because they're carrying a gun for self-defense. Do the majority of women think this? No. Women in the United States today are pretty smart. And, Senator Gillibrand needs to give her gender a little more credit. Every female I know that's carrying a gun today is doing so in the chance they may need to defend themselves. They've decided to familiarize themselves with a gun so that they know how to properly utilize this if someone attempts to attack them or break into their home. Not in the war on women. This is the defeat of the war on women. Gun rights are the defeat of the war on women. Unless you're Senator Gillibrand. When we get back, we're going to talk about the first child and go after her because she's now a surrogate of Hillary Clinton. We'll be right back.
Non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days? That's right, gold owners made 17% in only 3 months, as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first-ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or go online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government-issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book, plus get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Bait in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. Number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Check them out, secondcalldefense.org. Join me. Because I've joined them. Now, Kangles Clinton has been eagerly exploiting the only progressive issue where she can go as more left than Bernie Sanders already is. Sanders comes from a largely rural state where they don't have gun control and they don't have crime. And, you know, to a degree, he sort of has to respect his constituents' need to protect that good right that they have proven that they can, you know, they have control of this. Hillary made clear when she was campaigning for the New York primary, that where she dealt what could be a death blow, some people think, to the Sanders insurgency, that her aim on campaigning on guns was Sanders. So she started lying. Here's what I want you to know, she told the audience, according to CBS News. Most of the guns that are used in crimes and violence and killings in New York come from out of state. And the state that has the highest per capita number of those guns that end up committing crimes in New York come from Vermont. Now, Washington Post gave her three Pinocchios for that one. She was lying. And this is all in an effort to target Sanders. This is just the game, okay? And, it was focused, she's trying to sort of focus on crime and violence more than gun ownership per se. So in other words, she was leaving the door open to a degree for a strategic retreat from an assault on the Second Amendment in the general election once Sanders has been vanquished, because that's going to be a big issue for her. She will have a general election to go out and be involved in, and all of us that are Second Amendment aficionados have decided that, you know, we would rather draft somebody from the Game of Thrones. So she's trying now strategically to move those chains on the sideline. They've learned the hard way, Democrats have, that making gun ownership an issue in national elections drives up the GOP turnout and turns gun owners who might otherwise vote Democrat into Republicans. Enter Chelsea Clinton. Now, Chelsea doesn't have this sort of political smarts about her. And on Thursday, she let the cat out of the bag, as John Sexton noted. It matters. This is what, quoting Chelsea, she was said in an appearance in Maryland on Thursday. It matters that my mom also recognizes the role of the Supreme Court when it comes to gun control. With Justice Scalia on the bench, one of the few areas where the court actually had inconsistent records related to gun control. Sometimes, I've already read this. So it matters to me that my mom is the only person running for president who not only constantly makes that connection, but also has a strong record on gun control and standing up to the NRA. She also said that her personal concern about gun control has increased since having a child. Saying of the families of the victims of Sandy Hook, I can't even imagine that living horror and tragedy. The unmistakable signal that Chelsea has sent out here is that her mother will capitalize on the death of Scalia. And it's interesting that Chelsea presumes Obama's effort to appoint a successor will come to nothing. She's already making that presumption there by saying her mom will do it. And her mom's going to come and appoint a justice who will finally get the Second Amendment as a definitive ruling. Currently running in Pennsylvania, a state with enough gun owners to swing an election, Hillary was forced into an awkward pander. I want to be really clear about this because I learned how to shoot a gun behind our college in Lake, or cottage rather, in Lake Winola. And I know how important gun ownership and particularly hunting is here in northeastern Pennsylvania. I want you to know that we can't ignore the Second Amendment, and we can't ignore that 33,000 people a year die from gun violence. I think we're smart enough to figure out how to do that. See, I'm just looking for the middle ground here. I want to be your president. Don't I seem presidential? Twitter went insane on this one, with many people pointing out that the Second Amendment is not about hunting. But Chelsea's comment, you know, a lot of people, they like to say things and then try to take them back. But words are a lot like bullets. When you pull the trigger on a gun and hit that primer and it heads out of the barrel, the explosion happens and the round clears the brass and is headed into the grooves of the barrel, there is nothing you can do at that point to stop that flight nor arrest it and bring it back into the brass. Once the trigger is pulled, it is loose and it is out there. And Chelsea's comment is a bell that cannot be unrung. So no matter how quickly Hillary moves to quiet concern over her anti-gun ownership predilections, Chelsea's made it clear that a Chillery presidency will lead to a Supreme Court that will hold there is no individual right to own a gun. Now, here's a little update. Now, despite, or maybe because of, her educational pedigree from Stanford and Oxford, Chelsea can be a real dope when she comes out on subjects with the self-assurance born of privilege. The great John Heidraker of Powerline eviscerates her analysis of Supreme Court decisions on the Second Amendment. He writes, Chelsea's comment is stupid. Normally, I wouldn't criticize a family member of a candidate, but Chelsea is an adult that Hillary sent out on the trail as a surrogate. The idea that upholding some gun control measures while invalidating others is inconsistent portrays a profound lack of understanding of the law and the Constitution. To point out the obvious, the Supreme Court has similarly upheld some restrictions on speech as constitutional, while finding that others violate the First Amendment. And it has found some searches and seizures to be legal under the Fourth Amendment, while others are unconstitutional. This is not inconsistent. It is what courts do. But it's out there now. It's out there in the open. There are a lot of people that, especially Democrats, Democrats don't like litmus tests, especially if it's coming from a conservative or a Republican. I would go into the difference between the two, but if we don't know that already, we're never going to know it. And yet, Here, Hillary has a litmus test in place. I want someone to go in. I want to install someone in the Supreme Court that becomes the swing vote and guts the Second Amendment. And believe me, as soon as I'm in there, not only will I do it with the first one I replace, but with the second and the third and possibly the fourth, because all these old people are old. And I've got to, you know, I know this may sound radical, but, you know, the military is a young man's game. As much as I would like to be back in it now, I'm just not physically capable of doing some of that stuff I did when I was in my 20s. And I think that we should now, I want to see a constitutional amendment where at 65, you can no longer serve in federal service. I think 65 should be, when you're 65, you're still relatively sharp. You're still relatively, in possession of all your faculties. You're still physically able to do a lot of things. I think that should be the limit. And let these politicians go to pasture. And think about that just for a second. If we went out there and kicked everybody who is of what is regularly retirement age for most people, if we went out there and kicked everybody that's 65 years or older out of office, how many people do you think we'd have left? Especially senators. Hillary wouldn't be able to run. How old is, I need to look that up. Let me look that up right quick. If I can figure this out before the break. Hillary Clinton age. Enter. What age is it? 68 years. She can't run for president. She wants to be 68 years old. She'd be 76 before the first term is over, and she would be going, if she got a second term, she'd be going on 84 years old. Now, in contrast, Bill Clinton, who is an ex-president, is 69 years old now. Donald Trump is 69 years old. Bernie Sanders is 74 years old. He'd be 82 after one. Do we want a bunch of octogenarians running the world? Is that working? I don't think it's working. What will be working is when we get back. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, over-salted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.